All right, Monday morning, 2 weeks from tomorrow, as we've been telling you, is Election Day. And so we've got a lot of folks to talk to. It's a big ballot. A lot of issues and a lot of seats up for grabs, including the 81st state rep seat, which is currently held by Dan Lowers. He's term limited. He's running for Senate. Democrat Joshua Rivard is seeking that seat in the state House of Representatives. He joins us right now. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
What made you decide you wanted to run for House Rep?
So ultimately I decided to run because what I saw was happening, as I always say, this was a theft of my generation, the generation before me and after me. Just this, you know, idea that the average working class American, Michigander, can't move forward in this world, especially in this state. The car insurance is extremely expensive. The tax burden has been put on the people and taken away from the businesses, causing a lot of problems. You know, as a laborer and as somebody who works on the bottom end of a construction company, you know, there's not a lot of protections for workers like us. You know, obviously, there's also the problems with student loans. There's the problems with the water. There's the problems with, and my big thing is mental health, and it's not being addressed. So I was always raised too, you know, if somebody's not doing something, you do it. And I kind of asked myself one day, like, why is nobody running for a Democratic side? And it kind of clicked in my head. It's like, well, you meet all the requirements, go for it. So here I am going for it and trying it out. And it's been going. It's great. I've been enjoying it.
What are you hearing from the people that you've talked to in the district? Do they share a lot of your same concerns?
Yeah. And the thing is, too, I think it's really frustrating to see how polarized America is right now, especially because most Americans are hanging out in the middle. We all have the same issues. I've talked to people who are Republicans who agree with me on things like the environment because they're big hunters and fishers. And I've had people who are in the unions who have their own thoughts about the unions and don't like them. And they're a Democrat. So I've been finding out too, is like, if I stick to the issues, I talk to them about the things that they care about. And more than anything, I talk with them and I listen to them as opposed to talking at them. You find out that, you know, we have a lot in common.
So this is a new experience for you. What have you learned from those people that you've been talking to?
This is very new. There's a lot going on, but what I've learned most is that, we have this fear, I think, of our neighbor, a fear that the community is dangerous, this fear that, you know, going out and talking to others is stressful. It's not. You know, I'm knocking on people's doors on like Saturdays and Sundays, and today afterwards I'm going to go canvassing for a little bit. And it feels weird because you feel like you're invading people's privacy. Everybody wants to be a neighbor. Everybody remembers Mr. Rogers. Everybody remembers, you know, being friendly and nice. And I've been in people's homes. They want me to sit down and have dinner, and I have no idea who they are or who I am. Just yesterday, there was a guy who lived down my street. And he contacted me and he wants a sign for his yard. And I was like, okay, perfect. We ended up talking about woodworking for about an hour and a half. It's everybody's got something in common with you in some way. You know, not everybody's a cyclist, but a lot of people are hunters. Not everybody's a hunter, but there are a lot of people who want to talk about barbecue. Like, it's everybody's friendly. Everybody's nice. I have not been in danger. I have not been insulted. It's been fantastic.
Wouldn't it be great if that same attitude carried over in the State House of Representatives? Because, you know, there everybody's got their little fiefdoms that they're fighting for. And as much as, you know, there is bipartisan support for some legislation, not for everything.
Yeah. So, it kind of always, they always kind of seem to hunker down on both sides without kind of refusing to acknowledge the fact that democracy functions on compromise. That's how this works. You don't get everything you want, but if you want to keep having a society, you got to give some stuff up.
What would be your priorities then if elected?
Yeah, so my big priority is education reform. I want to join the Education Reform Committee in the House, and we have a major problem with, you know, underfunded schools. Teachers are overworked. Burnout for them is horrific. And just kind of this loss of appreciation for the role of teachers and public schools themselves in our communities. So my goal is to turn public schools into more community centers, which is actually something that East China School District is kind of talking about. And having things for adults, too, like classes, things along those lines. And my main thing, too, is making sure that we have a mental health counselor in every single school across the state. Because you start addressing this problem as when they're younger, giving them tools to understand mental health and be healthy mentally. As they grow into adults, they become much more well-adjusted and things along those lines. So that's my big first one. Another one is obviously the environment. Like I said, big hunter, big fisherman. Love the outdoors. I'm always hanging out. You know, the first deer in Michigan tested positive for PFAS last week. Yeah. Middle of hunting season. And I just saw a 4-point that day too. So I was upset. So, you know, making sure that these big polluters, are held responsible for what they did, for what they're doing to our water. Cause we all need water. And obviously too, pushing back against people like Nestle for paying so little for pumping out millions of gallons of water a day. And then my last one will be a big focus on labor. We don't have any specific Michigan labor rights in the state. And having been all over the country, I've been kind of seeing how other states handle labor. And the more that they protect the labor, it seems like more people want to move there because they said, okay. And it's people automatically jump down the throat of, you know, oh, this it helps protect lazy workers. It protects all workers, good workers. And if a bad worker really is bad, they can still be fired. It's not like they're protected, a protected class or anything like that. So I want to make sure that we have, you know, labor laws to help protect the people because, for instance, my sister, she's got two kids. Her work schedule, she usually doesn't get until like a week, week and a half beforehand, and trying to coordinate picking up kids from school, doctor's appointments, all these other things, it becomes very hard. So little laws like that help the workers a lot and actually will bring in more people to Michigan, which you increase the tax base and you start solving a lot of the problems that we have in the state.
You also mentioned auto insurance.
Yeah.
We pay more for auto insurance here in Michigan than anywhere else in the country. And what can you do to get those rates down?
Yeah. So one of the big things is people don't realize is that we don't have any oversight over the insurance car insurance companies in the state. Everybody wants to harp about, you know, regulations are bad. But the fact of the matter is regulations protect consumers and we don't have those consumer protections in place for car insurance. So ultimately what they're doing is they're charging obscene amounts with the state having no oversight over as to, you know, itemized why they're charging so much. And that kind of bleeds into the whole health insurance talk, too. But that's the big one. And I know everybody wants to talk about getting rid of the personal injury protection and the catastrophic accident. The problem is too many people don't have health insurance. I'm losing mine December 31st. And it's horrible because I grew up with health insurance and now I don't have it. So even if I'm not in my car, even if I'm just walking down the street, I do a lot of cycling, I'm always safe. People forget they're driving a 2.5-ton missile sometimes. You get hurt. There needs to be protections for the people for that. So ultimately what we need to do is first things first, focus on the car insurance companies, making sure that there's oversight. They're making sure that they are charging a fair price and not overcharging us. And then second step too is obviously expanding the access to health insurance. So we don't have to worry so much about the personal injury protection. We can't outright get rid of it because it's only going to hurt those people who are already without health insurance or things like that. So we need to be smart in how we approach it and tactical.
November 6th, big day coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, whether you like it or not. Why, when voters in the 81st district go to the polls, or if they're voting early absentee, why should they vote for Joshua Rivard?
Yeah, I think they should vote for me because I'm the one coming with fresh ideas. Between me and my opponent, I'm the one coming in with an understanding and fresh ideas and not looking at just what needs to be done, but also looking at how we can improve and being proactive towards the problems that are coming down the pipeline. Because as a person of a younger generation, I am a millennial, I can kind of split the difference between seeing the problems of the generation before me and seeing the problems coming up for the generation behind me. And I think that's the good benefit of being the young person running for office. I'm also more than anything willing to listen. You know, I'm big into mental health. I did a lot of talking when I was younger. And then after my brother's suicide, I started realizing it needs to be a lot more about listening. And I have no problem if people, like, I've been talking to people and they have some pretty good ideas about some legislation. And I want to sit down and have those conversations, not with just other legislatures and working across the aisle, but people in the community. Because I think once a lot of legislators get elected in office, they kind of scurry in their office and hide. I ain't going to do that. I don't like being in my office. I want to come hang out. I want to be outside. Let's go fishing. Let's go kayaking. Let's hang out. I want to hear your ideas because this is how this works. This is democracy. We all have a say, and I love that. And I want to make sure that you all have a voice, and I want to make sure that you're all being listened to. And that's my main goal when I get into office.